Howdy do, podcast family. How are you? I trust that you are well. If this is your first time joining us, it's a hearty welcome. Welcome to you. And if you have been joining us for a long time, then it's just welcome and continued big up to you. As we continue in the season of prayer, I want to believe that the Lord wants us to pray for family. And as I will be leading this prayer, it doesn't mean that you will not be praying, but you will be joining me in prayer and you will be standing in the gap for your family. I mean, God is so strategic that He would place us in families. So one person, but we are able to represent different families. And I know if we were to do a poll or a survey, then all of us have members in our families that we have not maybe thought about in a while, not spoken to in a while. We may not have a healthy relationship with them. There are persons in our families that we may not be proud of. And there are just so many things. But you know what? God did not allow us to choose our families initially. He placed us in families and we had no choice. We are born into some families. And God knows exactly why He did that, because He's an intentional God. So you are going to be the intercessor for your family, because guess what? God listens to all of us. He just wants us to be at the place and to stand in the gap. And yes, even before we ask, He hears. And so let me not speak any further. You are now prepared. And we are going to pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it's another hour that we acknowledge You, that we honor You, that we pay homage and respect to Your name. We ascribe all glory to You, because it belongs to You and You alone. And Lord, as we come another time, we know that yes, we have sinned and we've fallen short of Your glory, but You have made provisions, and You said if we confess our sins to You, You are willing and just to forgive us. And so we confess collectively. We confess individually, their Father. You know the known and the unknown. But we just ask for Your forgiveness. We ask that You will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because like David said, it's against You and You alone. We have done that wicked thing. And so God, forgive us, we pray. And Lord, may the sins of our youth and everything about us that is not right in Your sight be pardoned and forgiven even now. Forgive us of our sins and trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And Lord, even as we ask for that forgiveness, Lord, we are standing in the gap for families today. Some of our families, they have stretched far and wide, and we have different persons or people and categories in our families. But we stand this hour to lift up our families to You. Whatever state they are in, we lift them up to You. We represent them and we present them to You today, our Heavenly Father. Lord, the families on our Father's side, we present them to You, Almighty God. Those near and far, the distant relatives, the relatives that we have not spoken to in a while, the relatives who have hurt us, who have said things about us, Almighty God, and we choose to forget that they are even our families. We present them to You today. Lord, the relatives who are not well in mind, not well in emotions, not well in spirit, not well in bodies, we present them to You, their Father. The relatives who have abused us, who have said things about us, where we are and still are verbally abused, emotionally abused, for some of us sexually and physically abused, but we present them to You today, our Father, who art in heaven. Lord, even the near relatives, even those that Yes, we see them, we embrace them, we talk to them, but there is still something that is preventing us from being in good standing and right standing with them and with you. But we present them to you today, Lord. Lord, because you are omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, dear Father. I don't even need to go into details, and your sons and your daughter, some don't even need to go into details because you know. But for those that you will allow to go into detail on that specific matter, because it has to be dealt with, Lord, I pray that you will fill their mouth with words as they open it, Almighty God, and open their hearts and say, God, in this moment, I truly want to get past this situation. And Lord, we go over to our mother's side of relative, their father. And again, it's the same approach. Those that are distant, those that are near, those that are in the different categories and state, Almighty God, we are presenting them all to you, Almighty God. And Lord, we ask for the strength, we ask for the grace, we ask for the wisdom, we ask for everything that we need, Almighty God, because we must get past these situations, Almighty God, as we're standing in the gap for our families, Almighty God, hallelujah. Lord, make us vessels, Almighty God, worthy vessels to stand so that our families on either side can be forgiven, can be pardoned, Almighty God. Even now, their father, I'm reminded that when Abraham came to you and he was praying for Sodom and Gomorrah, and he said, God, if you could find how many, and he started from about 50 and he got all the way down to 5. And so, God, we understand that if we truly stand, Almighty God, that through us they can be forgiven, Almighty God. They can be made whole, dear Father. And so, Lord, we seek your face on their behalf, Almighty God. Especially those who are unsaved in our families, Almighty God. Lord, it's not your will that any at all should perish, regardless of what they have done, regardless of what we would want to see be done to them. It's not your will that any at all, and any means, any miss a man, anybody at all should perish, but that all would come to repentance. And so we pray that the spirit of repentance will be so active in our families, Almighty God. Lord, some of us, we have married into families. We have been adopted into families, Almighty God. Spiritual families and work families and just additional families. But again, God, you have been and you are strategic. And so we are representing all those families right now. Here and now, we are representing those families, God. Or in-laws, or in-loves, or whatever name we want to give to them. We stand in the gap for those family members even now. And Lord, similarly, whatever their father, whatever is happening in those families, in our families, Almighty God, that is not of you. Whatever is presenting your will, your good and perfect will from being done, their Father, we stand in the gap for them, Almighty God. Lord, you've answered. You've answered in the past when Daniel came. You said same time straightway the answer came, but it was held up. And so, Lord, as we stand in the gap for our families, dear Father, we pray, Almighty God, that every held up answers will be released into our families, Almighty God. Our families, some are filled with generational curses. But as we stand, dear Father, we are declaring that we are change agent and that the curses, they are broken in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, your word tells tells us that the heaven of heaven is yours, but the earth you have given unto men. And so, God, with that authority that you have given unto us, Almighty God, we stand as legal agents in the earth realm, Almighty God. And we speak and we declare a thing, so it shall be so. And so, Lord, we speak in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so, God, we understand, Almighty God, that you have us in different regions, in different geographical areas, representing different families, Almighty God. But we declare this day over our families, Almighty God, that they are saved, that they are well, that they are healed, that they are restored, that they are delivered, Almighty God, and that they shall never be the same again, Almighty God. We pray, there, Father, that your anointing that breaks yoke, Almighty God, that it will break every yoke present in our families, Almighty God, hallelujah. We pray, Almighty God, and we declare that the plans of the enemy over families to cut their lives prematurely or short, Almighty God, that it is broken, that it is destroyed, Almighty God, hallelujah. Oh, dear Father, for some of us who are in the Caribbean and we understand the term about having a black sheep in the family, oh God, we present every person who identifies themselves as the black sheep of their family to you, Almighty God, hallelujah. And we ask that you wash even the very mind set from them, Almighty God, hallelujah. We ask that you represent, you wash, Almighty God, even the representation of them being that black sheep, wash it away, Almighty God, hallelujah. And we ask their Father that you will transform them, Almighty God, that they will not be the same again, that they will be who you have created them to be. We call them purpose filled, Almighty God, and we declare that every purpose within them, that it shall come forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, for those of us who still have parents alive, Almighty God, we pray, their Father, hallelujah, that they will see, Almighty God, what you have declared, Almighty God, over their bloodline still in the land of the living, Almighty God, before the end of their days, Almighty God, some of the things that they themselves have been praying for, Almighty God, we pray that it will be accomplished so that they will see it. And for those who are not able to see it, Almighty God, their seeds will stand to represent, because it must come to pass, their God. And so, Lord, we thank you that our families will no longer be the same, that every chain that has been binding them, that has been holding them captive, that it is now loosed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, even the children in our families, we present them to you, Almighty God, and we declare that they shall be who you have created them to be, not what the mouths, the illegal mouths, have spoken over them, Almighty God, but what you have created them to be, Almighty God. And Lord, your word tells us that you supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory. And so we thank you for supplying every single needs to our family this day, this hour, now and forever. Lord, we thank you that because you have heard us, you have answered, Almighty God. And so, Lord, we call it done in no other name but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we say, amen. I know that some of you will just have to continue to pray for your family. It may even become a season of you praying for your family, because God is using you as the change agent in the season to restore your family. Continue to press in. Continue to go as the Spirit of the Lord leads you. Love and blessing. This is your girl signing out another time from the spoken word. Walk good.